Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
What was exciting in your world that we need to know from the week we were off? We're sharing ours. Kelly will share some of hers in a moment. This one, I bleeped up the doses of my birth control. Apparently, I hormone bombed myself and I spent all day Saturday throwing up. That sounds awful. This text, I vote, and I think everyone else does as well, that Tommy and Mainland become roommates. They need to get a place together.
Oh, my God.
That would be something.
That would be. We're going to be neighbors soon.
Are you? Ish. Like, how close?
Like a block or two away.
Okay, that's pretty close. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You think you'll hang out? You feel the pressure?
Yeah. I don't feel pressure, but I mean, we're going to hang out.
Do you think you guys will get into a competition of like who can get the most fun novelty t-shirts or something like that? It seems like the two of you would like get involved in something like that.
You do. You are both heavy thrifters.
We are.
Which is the new show on TLC.
Yeah. Yes.
Heavy, two fat ladies who won't pay wholesale.
My 600 pound thrift.
From the makers of Heavy Preggers, it's Heavy Thrifters.
Thick Thrifters.
This text from Southwest Michigan. During my vacation, I caused a one-hour screaming match, or a major screaming match, between a good buddy of mine and his dad.
Damn, an hour-long screaming match?
I had arrived at my buddy's dad's house where they were prepping for the fireworks, and it's a show they put on every year. It's not out of the ordinary to always bust each other's balls when we hang out, and I made one D joke, and his dad got upset. We were looking for a spring for the go-kart, and I said, that one's small enough. It's about the size of your D. Oops, wrong words. Little did I know, both of their anxiety was super high that day from trying to get everything going, and his dad thought I actually was insulting him. My buddy jumped down his dad's throat defending me, and they fought back and forth for more than an hour, screaming at each other.
Oh my
mean
God.
Things were said. Stuff getting kicked and broken, water bottles being thrown over a D joke. An hour of me just sitting back and watching. I said sorry to his dad. I kept saying sorry over and over. Come to find out, his dad was never mad at me at all anymore. He was just more pissed at my buddy for trying to stop him from going to cool off. So, like, the dad was like, I'm going to go cool off. And the son's like, you're
no,
a jerk to my friend.
We're going
to
argue.
For an hour. That sounds like a fun celebration of America.
Uh-huh. Sounds pretty great. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Sounds pretty great.
Just yelling. Screaming at each other for an hour.
Man,
that's tiring.
I went from my kids were so impressed by me briefly, and then it all faded. We weren't going to buy fireworks this year. Last year, we bought fireworks, and I took them with me. Huge mistake with six kids, because all of a sudden, a small purchase, which is still like $200, it was $600 last year, and I'm like, I am not doing that again.
Yeah.
So this year, I'd laid the groundwork. We are not going to, we're not buying fireworks. And then we were at the grocery store that day at the Walmart. And me and one of the 13-year-olds walked down the fireworks aisle, and I went, you know what? Let's get this one. So we got the big Walmart one, and it said, it's good for the whole family with big, big, big ones. Did I read it? No. Did I flip it over and look at pictures? Negative, Ghost Rider. I put it in the cart because I was tired of being there. And we got home, and I wasn't even going to show them because I thought, man, if we don't feel like it later, we won't have to light them.
Right.
But then they were helping me get the groceries out, and one looked in the back seat. And they were so excited. Couldn't stop asking. You know how you tell kids, hey, we'll do fireworks when it's dark. And then a thousand times a minute the rest of the day, they say, can we do fireworks now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock. The sun is as bright as it's going to be all day.
You're never going to see anything.
Turns out we could have, because they were all ground-based. None of them particularly impressive. Oh, and it went from them being like, you're the best! What a surprise! To, you suck! This is the worst fourth ever!
Did you just get 20 pounds of snakes?
Basically. Huge ripoff that I should have been able to see coming. I mean, they didn't rip me off.
Yeah.
But it was definitely overpriced.
Yeah.
A couple of them just went,
that sucks. Like there's nothing worse than when
like a queef.
Yeah. I mean, if you were lighting queefs on fire, it would have been better at the beach.
There's nothing worse when the packaging looks so cool on fireworks, and then they're just the ones that sit on the ground and just queef.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the tank farting out a worm.
Tank.
America.
Ooh. There was I was at my buddy's house for the 4th of July, and like I said, he went out and bought a bunch of fireworks, and one of them, I love the names of them. One of them was just called Angry Wife, and it shows like on the package, it's like a cartoon woman strangling a man. And then there was one called, I think it was called like Chickaboo-Boo, and it was the picture was a chicken riding a motorcycle. But then you open it up and it's just like, I don't know, it's fireworks. You light it and you're like, is it going to make a chicken or something? What are you putting on this packaging? How does that relate at all to what it is? And it wasn't.
Now that's kind of wild if it did an outline of a chicken, but even crazier if it was like one of those illusionists that can just make a chicken appear.
Yeah.
And then boom, suddenly you've got a chicken laying eggs.
Yeah. Steve, can you pull up so that Fancy Idiots and the rest of the show can see? One listener took a couple hours to build a platform for the family on top of his pergola so they could see all the neighbors lighting all their money on fire with fireworks. And so it is plywood on top of like the pergola, you know, like the.
When did that come in? Oh, never mind. There it is.
Would you do this?
This is not safe.
No. Yeah, it is. Look at it. They're all up there.
This is.
Oh, they're doing great.
This is in no way safe.
Yeah, nobody there works for OSHA. I know that.
No. No, look at those like hastily thrown up 2x4s. Like, yeah, this will keep the kids from falling off.
It did. He sent a photo. They're all fine.
Yeah, I mean, they're alive.
I mean, you
alive.
Don't send that photo if it fell down and three people died.
Like, it could be a before.
Well, he shouldn't have left that out on this. I'm giving him a lot of credit.
Yeah, send the after.
I'm like, see how it looked. Wouldn't it just be easier to drive a couple blocks?
Or just stay on the ground?
Hot wings.
Yeah, it looks like they have a perfectly good deck underneath, like a whole walkway and everything.
But also, that's working. They're up there in launch. Yeah. I'm on board, man.
Hey, everyone, let's climb out the window get onto Don's rickety thing.
Don't let the rest of these America-hating losers ruin your fourth in hindsight.
Oh, my God. This looks like one of those rigs that you'd see at Daytona.
It does, and those are awesome too, Hot Wings.
Actually,
you're right.
This looks better than that. It does. I will say that. I've seen that those are real sketchy. But those 2x4s screwed in low are not going to be too load-bearing if somebody leans on that.
No.
Shut up.
That's not protecting
Quit
anybody.
Quit ruining his fun. Or her fun. I don't know.
Not the fun's over.
Speaking of ruining fun, we said Kelly would share some stuff from Europe, and then we talked the whole time. You got 2 minutes. Tell us about 5 days in Europe or whatever.
Okay,
tell us everything. Everything you did.
Yeah.
Start with your food and your drinks, like Tommy.
Yeah. Okay, actually, I do got a bone to pick with whoever told me to eat haggis in Scotland. A big F you, whoever told me to do that. I didn't Google it beforehand because people told me don't do that. So I went and I ate it, and I was at a super nice restaurant, almost barfed at the table. And it takes a lot to get me to barf like that. And that's the first time I've ever eaten something somebody has suggested and honestly thought, I want to punch that person in the face. And it might be Blind Alan, which seems like
he'll never see it coming. Put your dukes up, Alan. Yeah. He just puts his hands out to the side.
I don't know.
I don't know why being blind made it so he doesn't know where his hands are.
Yeah, I don't know who told me to try that, but I tried it. I tried the black pudding, too. That wasn't so bad. Ugh. Looked up what it was after I tried it, and that made me feel bad.
Isn't it like coagulated blood or something?
Yep. And
What?
Yeah, I ain't playing. I tried all the things people told me to try, and honestly, I'd eat that again, to be totally honest, because it was good.
But there is a reason why you don't drive around America and see a lot of the country's best Scottish restaurants.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's not a highly sought after cuisine.
But my girlfriend who I traveled with, she's super funny. She travels all over the place. And she has a severe food allergy. And so she's like, look, one thing I know that is safe anywhere I go is McDonald's. And I kind of laughed. I was like, get the hell out of here. And she goes, no, but McDonald's are different all over the world. Their menus are so, so different. So we go to the McDonald's in Ireland, and they've got the OG chicken selects. I sent a video
late night,
you guys know they were the OG chicken selects. But they also had halloumi fries, which are just like cheese sticks on their menu at every McDonald's. Because, of course, we went to one in Ireland, one in Scotland, one in London. The one at London had like a chicken katsu wrap and like the most delicious sounding stuff on their menu. It was actually super good. I'm not even going to hate on McDonald's anymore.
This text from West Michigan, not a funny story, but during the holiday break while you were gone, I was blessed enough to attend Ozzy's final show.
Millennial
was bawling his eyes out during Mama, I'm Coming Home. We have audio from that later.
Wow.
Cool. That we're going to play not only of him performing in a solo set, but some of Sabbath doing their final song, Paranoid, and Steven Tyler performing Whole Lot of Love with an all-star band. Which was a surprise to everyone that he came out and performed.
Didn't even know he could sing right now. Yeah,
Turns out, as Tommy pointed out, without having to sing every other night or every night, his voice is strong and good, at least in this, I thought. Maybe we'll hear it now and everyone will be like, free beer's stupid, which is always possible.
That's awesome. Yeah, the weekend that we were in London, which was this past weekend, there was so much music between Oasis, Ozzy, Sabrina Carpenter was there, which was crazy. It was also Pride on Saturday for them, their big Pride festival. They had another music festival that happened, I think, on Friday night, and it was Noah Kahan, and he brought out a bunch of people. It was a huge weekend in London. It was, London, where I was. So it was awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I didn't get to see any of those awesome bands because those tickets were expensive.
I bet.
Gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the year of the habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Gut stuff might be uncomfortable for you to talk about, but it's even more uncomfortable for you to deal with. And you have better things to do this year. Don't let your gut get in the way of that. Kick off the year of the habit and get science-backed digestive support during Ritual's New Year's sale. Their 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic help support a balanced gut microbiome. The delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon where probiotics can actually survive and grow, so you can focus less on your gut and more on sharpening your salsa dancing skills or whatever your 2026 goals are. Start a habit that sticks with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.